with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump is asking the nation's highest court to wait until he takes office to make a decision on a TikTok ban.
Donald Trump's lawyers have submitted an amicus brief saying Trump respectfully requests that the court hold off on allowing a TikTok ban to go through on January 19th. It says Trump is seeking the ability to resolve the issues through political means once he takes office. That's a reversal of his efforts to ban the app during his first term. It's also an example of Trump exerting his influence before he takes office. The Biden administration considers TikTok a security threat because of its Chinese ownership. Arguments are scheduled for January 10th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Newly released photos show President Biden and his son Hunter meeting with Chinese officials. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
On Monday, America First Legal, or AFL, released photographs of Joe and Hunter Biden meeting with Chinese businessmen and government officials during the Obama administration in 2013. AFL had to resort to litigation to get the National Archives and Records Administration, or NARA, to release the photos. AFL said in a statement, quote, "Lawyers and representatives for President Biden and President Obama delayed NARA's release of these photographs until after Election Day. They were scheduled for release on October 23rd. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A ninth U.S. telecoms firm has been confirmed to have been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign that gave officials in Beijing access to private texts and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans. At least eight telecommunications companies, as well as dozens of nations, have been affected by the Chinese hacking blitz known as Salt Typhoon. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points. This is SRN News. The biggest countries on earth have a problem.
They are amongst the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. That's the conclusion of a new study by the Pew Research Center, which places China and India, with their combined population of 2.8 billion people, on a list of nations where being a Christian is positively dangerous to your health. Indonesia and Pakistan, the fourth and fifth largest by population, are also noted persecutors of believers under their mostly Muslim governments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is nominating the leader of the advocacy group Catholic Vote to be the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. Brian Birch and his wife Sarah have nine children and live in the Chicago suburbs. Birch said on social media that as ambassador, he would promote the dignity of all people and the common good. AP VoteCast reveals 22% of Americans identify as Catholic, and President Trump won 55% of them on Election Day. This is SRN News. A NASA spacecraft has made history by surviving the closest ever approach to the sun.
The spacecraft and its instruments were designed to withstand the sun's scorching temperatures, but in space you can never be sure. So NASA scientists will be relieved, as well as delighted, to hear that the Parker Solar Probe has passed its biggest test, sending back a beacon signal indicating that it survived its historic journey. They hope it will have gathered new data on how material is heated to millions of degrees, how energetic particles reach near light speeds, and find where the solar wind comes from.
BBC correspondent Caleb Ghosh reporting. Road crews are repairing Interstate 80 in northern New Jersey after a sinkhole from an abandoned mine shut down the eastbound lanes. There's still no timeline for reopening. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.